How do you pause it? Just in case I want to pause it in the middle.
What?
Just in case I want to pause the recording in the middle. Pausing it?
Yeah, it's fine.
Right, okay, fine. Just in case I,
don't want it on.
Alright. So one of the fundamental questions that comes out of the first few parshios of Sefer Shemos is the issue of Bechira Chofshis, especially as it pertains to Paro. As we know, Bnei Yisrael is in Mitzrayim, they were enslaved by Paro. Hashem sends Moshe out to Paro to tell him that you have to let Bnei Yisrael go, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe beforehand, he says that whatever is going to happen, but I'm going to ensure that Paro is not going to send Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. This way my miracles and my wonders will be shown to the world. Okay, so we know there's a concept of Bechira Chofshis, right? We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to make our decisions in life. Okay? So if that's the case, the question we're going to deal with is, how is it possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could step in and can force Paro to not allow Bnei Yisrael to leave if supposedly HaKadosh Baruch Hu always allows us to make our own decisions in life? Okay? So that's the basic foundation for the question. Let's take a step back for a second, though, just to make sure we understand the fundamentals here. So first of all, we know there is Bechira Chofshis, right? How do we know that? I mean, it's something that we're taught as a fundamental principle within Yiddishkeit. We know that we have free will, but how do we know? So I saw from the Rambam. The Rambam brings it down. I'm sure his source is probably in the Gemara. I'm not sure, but I saw from the Rambam. I probably should have put it on the sheet, but it's not there. The Rambam brings it from the Pasuk in Bereishis of when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to his Malachim, and he says that of Adam, Hein Adam, Yehei, that's his Shema, so when the, not the Rambam. It's fine, either way. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that mankind knows Ladas Tov Hara. He's becoming like one of us, that he knows the difference between good and evil. And the Rambam elaborates on it, saying that mankind is the one unique creature in the world that has the ability to differentiate between good and evil and can make the decisions based on that. All of the animals just act based on instinct. Mankind, though, uses their own free will to decide what they want to do based on what's good and based on what's bad. Okay? The Rambam further, clarifies the question. Okay? For the new guys, a lot of what we like to do is to take fundamental principles and to understand them on a much more sophisticated, deeper level. Okay? So, if you want to understand the question of Bechira Chofshis, so we want to understand what is Bechira, and to understand really what Bechira is, so we have to understand the way the Rambam asks the question. This is in the first paragraph there, we won't read it inside just to save time, but the Rambam explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the all-powerful being. We know when we say the word Elokeinu, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So what does the word Elokeinu mean? What's that Shem Hashem refer to? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal Kochos. Baal Kochos Kulam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the all-powerful being, as they literally translated into English means. But we know what that means, the Baal Kochos Kulam means, that every single thing in this world is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is not an action, there is not a molecule, there is not a cell or anything that functions in any way, shape, or form without being from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? So if that's the case, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Baal Kochos Kulam, that everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so how is it possible that in the same world in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu occupies and is in charge and complete and total control of everything, that in that same world, there's freedom of choice in that same world? How could those two ideas coexist? So that's the way the Rambam asks the question. So he explains that the way they can coexist is simply that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way that there's a natural way of things. The natural way of fire is that it always rises up. You'll never see a fire that goes down. Fire always goes up. So too, he says, with the ruach, call it wind, air, whatever you want to say, that always rises up. On the other hand, you have water and land that is always down. We know it as gravity. You'll never see water flowing up. Water always goes down. Earth always falls down. It will never rise up. So the same as HaKadosh Baruch Hu created those things in that natural way, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mankind in a way that whatever that person wants to do, they are able to do. Okay? So again, it seems like it's a simple answer to a much more complicated question, but we have to just make sure we understand the question properly. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an all-powerful being, how is it possible that man can have free choice to do what they want to do? The answer is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that way. He created the world that, in a sense, he's hands-off. That yes, he is all-powerful, he is in control of everything, but when it comes to humans making their own choices, HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps back and says, you can be a tzaddik if you want, you can be a rasha if you want, you can do mitzvos, you can do averos, that's completely and totally up to you. Okay? Fine. So now, come back to the original question, if that's the case, so how is it possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can say, I did not quote the pasuk here, but the pasuk is, Va'ani, this is in Perek Zayin, pasuk Gimel of Sefer Shemos, Va'ani akshe es leiv paro, yirbeisyes ososai, that I will harden Paro's heart, and in that way I'll be able to increase my wonders and my miracles to the entire world, and the whole world will see this Kiddush Hashem. So how is that possible? Okay? So now we're going to see four different Rishonim. Not sure exactly how many different answers. One of them for sure I'm not so clear on. See how many different answers. For the most part, these answers are specifically referring to Paro himself in this case. But there will be some general ideas we'll be able to extrapolate out of them, especially when we get to the ending, when we get to the second part of the Ramban and to the Ibn Ezra at the very bottom. Okay? So let's start with Rashi. Okay, so see Rashi inside. Rashi says, Vani Akshem, Me'acha She'ashia V'hissis Kenegdi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and again, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling this to Moshe, before all the Makos even start, that I will harden Paro's heart and make sure that he does not let B'nai Yisrael out. Okay? So how is that possible? So Hashem says, Me'acha She'ashia V'hissis Kenegdi, now that he has become wicked and he has rebelled against me, V'goloi L'fanai She'inachas Ruach V'umos Ovdei Avodazara L'aseis Leiv Shalim Lashuv, and it is revealed before me that the Umos Ha'olam will not do tshuva. They will not repent with a full heart. Tovli she eskasha livo leman harvos bo ososai etakiru atem eskivurasi. So it's good, it's better for me, it benefits me that I will harden his heart. So therefore, through them, or in this case, through Paro, the rest of the world, or more really B'nai Yisrael, will be able to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. Okay? V'chem yidaso shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe per onos al ha'umos, Ov de Avodah Zarah, Kadesha Yishmeu Yisrael V'Yirao. That Kadosh Baruch Hu brings Paranos onto the nations of the world, so that B'nai Yisrael can see and can learn their lessons in the course of Pasuk. Hichrati Goyim Nishmu Pinosam. I will destroy the nations, and I will make desolate their buildings and their cities. Amarti Ach Tiriosi Tikhi Musar. And Hashem says that as long as B'nai Yisrael is seeing this, they're taking the Musar from what I'm doing to the nations. Okay? And now Rashi adds in what's going to hopefully clinch the answer. V'af al pi chayin, nonetheless, even though, V'af al pi chayin, nonetheless, the chamesh makos harishonos, this is a very key chiluk to make. Okay? Like you were saying before, that every time it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hard on Paro's heart, how is that possible? So your question had to be twisted a little bit, right? Because it's not every time. V'af al pi chayin, the chamesh makos harishonos, Lo ne'amar v'yechazek Hashem el slave Paro. The first five makos, it doesn't say that Hashem hardened Paro's heart. Rather, ela v'yechazek leiv Paro, that Paro himself hardened his own heart. He became stubborn on his own. Only after that, I believe it's the makah of Shchin. Right, the makah of Shchin, that's the first time that the pasuk says, v'yechazek Hashem el slave Paro. Only then does Hashem step in and harden Paro's heart and make him stubborn to not allow B'nai Yisrael to leave. So, let's keep this Rashi on the side for now, because to be honest, I'm not 100% clear as to what Rashi is getting at. If anyone has any suggestions, what would you guys say? What's Rashi answering here? What's he saying? Is he saying that he's doing this because he wants to increase the Kiddush Hashem? Or it seems to be saying at the end that he gave Paro the choice, but only once Paro ruined his opportunity, so then Hashem says, so now I'll take advantage of that opportunity and I will enhance the Kiddush Hashem out of this situation. So it seems that could be what Rashi's saying. It's almost like meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for an opportunity to create a Kiddush Hashem. for the world and especially for Bnei Yisrael to see. Okay? So he was waiting for the opportunity only once Paro decided on his own to be stubborn and to not take the obvious lesson from the Makos and his empire crumbling around him. So only then Hashem says, okay, now I'm going to step in and now I'm going to increase the Kiddush Hashem even more than it has been for the first five Makos. Okay? So we'll leave that as for now what we think Rashi is saying. Okay? Okay, let's move on to the Rambam. He says it much more clearly. Rambam says, this is in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel. Okay. Be'afshar she'yachte adam chet gadol o chatoim rabin. It is possible that a person can commit such an avera, or so many averos, ad she'yitein hadin lifnei dayan ha'emes, until the judgment comes, until the ultimate truthful judge, she'hei ha'piron mizeh ha'chote al chatoim elo she'asa b'yertzono midato, she'monin mimenu ha'teshuva. That he will refrain, he will prevent him from doing teshuva. The ein manichel reshus lashuv, he will not allow him to do teshuva merisho from his wickedness. Kidei why sheyamos biyovad becheto sheyaseh, that he will die, and he will be lost in the avera that he did. Basically, the person does such an avera. Person does such a strong avera that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I do not want you to do teshuva. I don't want your teshuva. You are in such a bad state right now that you're going to have to die in your bad state the way you are right now. Hold off. We'll see where this leads to us. Now, A, keep in mind, obviously this does not refer to normal everyday averos. Okay? This refers to serious averos of the type that a Paro was capable of. But for the most part, I would like to assume that the averos that we, Chas v'Shalom, Rachman Aslan, do on a daily basis are not subject to this principle. But this is the answer that we're talking about Paro. Lefichach, kasav v'torah v'aniach hazeg eslei Paro, that I will strengthen Paro's heart. Lefishachet me'atzmo, he did the aver on his own, techila v'hara li'Yisrael, hagerim v'artzo. That he did the evil to Bnei Yisrael that were living in his nation, in his land. Shenamar, hava nischak malo. Let's come and strategize against this nation. Nasan hadin limnoa hateshuva. So therefore, this judgment was to prevent them from doing tshuva. Mimenu ad shenifra mimenu lefichach chazak HaKadosh Baruch Hu libo. So he prevented himself from doing tshuva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to take exact payment on him. So therefore, chazak HaKadosh Baruch Hu libo. He strengthened Paro's heart in order to ensure that he remained in this state of being a rasha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be able to punish him. Because if he would do tshuva and if he would repent, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have to take him back. So the Rambam and Rashi seem to be saying somewhat of a similar idea, in that seemingly that was the fact that Paro started so wickedly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stepped in and said that you are not allowed to do tshuva anymore. Okay? But it seems like the difference is between Rashi and the Rambam is that according to the Rambam, Paro probably could have done tshuva if he wanted to. He had the ability to. He was able to. But Hashem didn't want it. He said, you're such a rasha right now. Yeah, maybe you can do tshuva, but I don't want it. But Rashi says straight out, that I know he's not going to do tshuva. I know he's not going to. So therefore, I'm going to make sure he doesn't. And I'll take advantage of this situation to increase the Kiddush Hashem. Okay, so there's a slight difference. They're saying the same general idea, but the slight difference is seemingly, according to Rashi, that it's because Paro was in such bad shape, and he wasn't going to be able to do tshuva, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps in and makes it worse. But according to the Rambam, it was that Paro was in such bad shape that Hashem didn't want him to do tshuva. He didn't want to accept his tshuva. Okay? Fine. Now let's move on to the Ramban. The Ramban has two parts, which will be a good segue into the second half of the question. Okay? Because the first half of the question that we've been dealing with so far is the fact that how is it possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can step in and play a role in Paro's decision-making process when there really should be Bechira on Paro's half. Okay, that's the first half of the question. What's the second half of the question? The second half of the question is, now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did step in, and he did harden Paro's heart and make him stubborn, so then how can Paro be held accountable for those actions? Granted, you can hold him accountable, let's say, for the first five makos, where within the first five, it was always Paro, the one who was doing the stubborning, right? But within the second five, so why should Paro be held accountable for those? For being stubborn at that point and not listening to Moshe and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself who didn't allow him to. Okay? So let's see what the Ramban says.
And you're in the viewing question. Now you're not asking based on what we just saw in the second Ramban question.
Right, so that's right, but that adds, well, within the Ramban we're going to see, he adds a question to it. That there's really two parts to it, right? That A, how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu step in? So now we explain. He steps in because he doesn't want Paro to do tshuva. Okay, whatever that means, Rashi Rama. Okay, there's a second part to it. But now that Hashem did step in, so how's Paro being held accountable?
Well, there's a difference between him being able to be accountable for it. Like we can't answer the question in the first place because we know that he lost his. He's not going to do tshuva. He's not going to do tshuva. So the question never comes.
Right, so meaning you're answering the question.
Yeah.
You're taking the Rambam and Rashi and extending it a little bit further and saying that that's exactly why he should be punished. Because he put himself in that bad of a predicament. So that's why he should be punished. Even though Hashem did step in, so he still should be punished because it's his fault that he put himself into such a bad situation.
Yeah.
Right, okay. That's a good answer. Okay. But we'll see a little differently, okay? A little differently. So let's see the Ramban. So the Ramban says, this is number three now. Vani akshesli paro amr b'medrash rabba gila lo shehu asu b'chazek es libo b'avol asos bo hadin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that he was going to strengthen Paro's heart in order to exact payment on him, to exact his judgment on him. Tacha shehavidim b'avod akasha was the very fact that Paro put the Nesel into such hard labor. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to have to punish him. Okay, seemingly along the same lines as Rambam and Rashi. Ve'od sham, ken yechvad tzias libo, why amar Rebbe Yochanan, mikan pischon tel aminin. So here the heretics, they have an opening. Lomar lo haysal mimenu she'aseh tshuva, he couldn't have done tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was holding him back from doing tshuva. It's a good question the minim have, right? So amar Rebbe Shimon ben Lakish, yistom piyom shel minim. Keep your mouths shut. Ella in the late simhu yalitz. If they want to complain just because they want to make a mockery of things, okay, fine, so let them. But if they have real tainas, so here's the answer. Master bo pam yishona vishniya vishlishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned him one time, and two times, and three times. Ve'eno chozer bo, and he still didn't go back. Ve'hu noa bo delos min ha-tshuva, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu closed the door of tshuva kedei lefroa mimeno ma'ashechei. Right, to prevent from him to be able to do averos. Kach paro Harasha came and Shagar HaKadosh Baruch Hu etzel chamesh pa'amim. He gave him five warnings, five opportunities to turn back. He did not listen to him. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu atah hikshita es arpacha v'ichbadata es libcha. You were stiff-necked and you hardened, you made your heart heavy. Harini mosif l'cha tuma al tuma secha. I will add tuma onto your tuma that you already added to yourself. V'hinei pershu v'she'ela ashe yishalu akol. And this is how we explain the famous question that everyone asks. Im Hashem hiksha es libo ma pisho, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who hardened Paro's heart. So what was Paro's avera then? Ma pisho. What was his avera? V'yesh bo shnei ta'amim u'shnehem emes. There are two explanations and they are both emes. Listen to the first one, very similar to what we know, and then get ready for the second one. Ha'echad. Ki paro berisho asher asal Yisrael rose gedolos chinom, that Paro on his own volition did terrible, horrible things to the Jews. Nischayev limnoa mimeno darkei tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevented him from doing tshuva. Kasher bo bazeh psukim rabbi v'toro v'ksuvim lefi masav harishonim nido. That a person is judged based on his first actions. And this made him so worthy of being prevented from doing tshuva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps in and says, you are no longer worthy of making your own decisions. I have to punish you in this way. Very, What?
Maybe going a little bit off the topic, but then
okay.
Generally the Shuva has that everyone that originally judged by the first action, then what is it?
Let's get there. Let's get there. I think when we get to the Ibn Ezra and we discuss it in general, so hopefully there's one twist that we're going to want to put on things. There's one twist at the very end that we're going to want to put on the entire concept that will hopefully solidify things a little bit more. Okay? Fine. So that's the first thing. Second, the Atam Hasheni, the Ramban says, listen to this, flips the whole thing upside down. Okay? The whole concept turns it upside down. Half of the makos were on Paro because of his own averos, because of his own wrongdoing. By those makos, it says vayachazik lev Paro. Paro strengthened his own heart. Okay, vayachbei Paro as libo, and he hardened his own heart. Hinei lo rotzal l'shalchom l'chavod Hashem. Paro did not want to send out Bnei Israel because of the kavod of Hashem. But once the makos overpowered him and he could no longer handle the makos, rach libo, his heart softened, and he wanted to send Bnei Yisrael out from the overbearing weight of the makos, lo lasos ritzon boro, and not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to send them out. So therefore, as hikshe Hashem es rucho, so Kadosh Baruch Hu made him stubborn. Va'ameitz es levavo, and strengthened his heart. Leman saper shemo, right? So for Kadosh Baruch Hu's sake, for his name, ki inyan shakasuv v'hiskadalti v'hiskadashti v'nodati le'enei goyim rabim, that I will be great and that I will be sanctified in front of all the nations. What's this saying? This is saying that what was taking away Paro's free will? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take away Paro's free will? What took away Paro's free will? The Makos took away Paro's free will. It broke him down. It made him weak to such a point that he wasn't sending Bnei Yisrael out for the right reasons. He was sending them out because he was giving in. He was giving up. Okay, it's calling mercy. I can't do it anymore. His empire was crumbling around him. He was, in a sense, going to be doing the right thing, but only because he was forced into it. So therefore, vayachazik Hashem es lev Paro. Why? We've been saying this whole time that Paro was the Rasha, and Paro did so bad. He was all the way on the wicked side. What's the Ramban saying now? No. Paro was going to be on the good side, but for the wrong reasons. He was going to give up because he was being weak. So vayachazik Hashem es lev Paro. Paro, Hashem had to make him stubborn to bring him back into that neutral zone, to a point where now he could say, well, now, objectively, am I going to let Bnei Yisrael out for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake, or because my empire is collapsing? So as V'chazik Hashem Paro didn't take away Paro's Bechira, it gave him back his Bechira. Okay? Totally flips the whole story upside down.
After the first fight,
correct.
The
first fight.
I'm sorry? Paro was ready to send.
Paro was starting to, right, he was starting
after
to give in.
Fight.
After the first fight, right. He was starting to give in. Slowly but surely, he was starting to give in.
Why was the last fight he was sending out to the right?
Lav dafka, it would. But at that point, when you see the switch in the psukim, that the first five were Paro himself doing it, but the second five were Hashem doing it, so then why? So you're right. Lav dafka that the first five would have any more effect than the second five, either way. But I guess, according to this Ramban, it was that Hashem saw that at this point something was changing in Paro, I better step in, so he stays within that reason, and he only lets Bnei Yisrael out only for Kiddush Hashem purposes, and not because Paro will say, it has nothing to do with their God, it has nothing to do because God was telling me, it's because my empire was falling apart. Whatever reason, these Jews were killing the economy, so we had to send them out. So
what is it? Start with the mind of the still says I need access to Paro. Either way, it's not necessarily that he gave him his gear back, because we know the end result is going to be because it says so openly.
So now that question gets more into the idea. That's more part of the question of Hashem knows what Paro was going to do, so why not just establish it from the first place? Meaning, Vani Akshes Le Paro assumes that Paro has his free will, and he's going to start weakening, but for the wrong reasons. So therefore, I'm going to have to, in the future, make him stubborn. I mean, that's inherent within that statement,
right,
according to this Rambam. According to Rashi and the Rambam, notice, what do they both bring in? Not necessarily the Makos, they both bring in the slavery. And Rashi even says, the Rambam says, Havana Schachmalo. It was his original strategy to basically torture and enslave the Jews. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that, for that reason, I have to make sure that he is not able to do tshuva. Okay? Fine. So now, let's see the Ibn Ezra, okay? Because there's still a little bit of a twist that we have to understand, okay? So let's see what he says. Ibn Ezra says, this is Ibn Ezra on our Pasuk again. This is all from Shmos Perak Zayin Pasuk Gimel, where all the Rishonim talk about this idea. Right? What was Paro's Avera? What did he do wrong if it was Hashem who was making him stubborn? So, Masha from the question even, that he's not Mechalik between any of the Makos. He says straight out, right? Why is Hashem punishing him? And he doesn't in any of the answer, he's not Mechalik between anything, okay? Which we'll see, the Ibn Ezra in Sefer Devarim makes that point. Okay? So here he says, V'at Shuvah, the answer is, Ki Hashem nasan chachma la'adam. Hashem gives a person wisdom. V'nata v'libo seichel l'kabel koach elyon. And he provides him with an intellect to accept koach elyon, this supreme strength, whatever that may mean. L'hosif al tovaso, o l'chasra meiraaso, to add good onto his good, or to make worse the bad. V'zeh efarish v'parshas kisisa, u'v'pasuk miyitein v'hayo levavam zeh. Part of the Sefer Devarim. V'inei, tam aksha es livo, l'man rabos moftai, Rabbi Yoshia Omar, right, so why? Kitam akshes libo lispol as hamakos. Like the Ramban's second shot. Hello, davar nechona. That's not correct. So he doesn't like that shot. But now, the Ibn Ezra in Sefer Devarim that he alludes to, okay? I would say it inside, but I looked at it inside and I did not understand a word that it said. Baruch Hashem, I found out I was in good company because Michtav Me'Eliyahu, this is Chilak Beis, page 235, brings down a lot of these Rishonim, and he says about the Ibn Ezra, Devarav Stumim, that his words are hidden and concealed, and it's not easy to understand what he's saying. Uperusham Nireh, but the explanation appears to be, says Rav Dessler, Shetam Vayechazik Hashem as Leiv Paro, who? Okay? So now get ready for this answer. The Ramban flipped things upside down, gave a different perspective. So now basically we're dealing with two answers. Ibn Ezra is going to totally, totally change things around. Okay? Who? Ki kein hu al pi derech hateva v'ha me'areches. That this is just the way of the natural cycle of the way life works. V'hakosuv me'achso el Hashem. But the pasuk only says that it's from Hashem. Ki hu hapol v'hem. Because he's the one who carries out the actions. Perush ki hu hapol ayidei hateva v'hamereches, that through the natural order of things he allows our decisions to be carried out. Ach ne'nash paro aslan. Why was Paro punished? Why? Listen to this. This is the key. Ki biyad ha'adam, because it is within a person's capability and ability lehisgaber al hateva ayidei devekos v'hashem yisparach, to overcome his instinctive inclinations to overcome teva by being davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'alkein kasuv pa'am, and therefore sometimes it says v'yichazik Hashem u'pa'am, and sometimes it says v'yichbad libo hu v'avado, and he hardened his heart. Ki ha'kol echad, it's all the same thing. So you're saying there's a difference, you're saying the words change. All the Rishonim are saying that it changed. At first it was Paro doing it to himself. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu stepped in. No, says Ibn Ezra. It's all the same thing. Doesn't matter what word you're using. You want to say, V'yichbar Paro Slivo, V'yichazik Hashem Slivo Paro, It's all the same thing. Why? Because it's the Teva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that we have the ability to make our decisions. But the carrying out of those decisions, that, like he says, Ki hu hapoel bahem. He is the one that carries out those decisions. Hakol bidei shamayim. Chutz me what? Me yir shamayim. Does yir shamayim mean, let's say I want to go to Minyan. So I get in my car in the morning, right? And I drive to Minyan, and there's a major traffic jam, where my car doesn't start. So I miss Minyan. Was there a lacking in my yir shamayim? Was there a lacking in my decision-making process? Fine, so let's say my car is a piece of junk, and it's a piece of garbage, and I know it's going to break down, and I don't take care of it, and I rely on that car anyway to get to Minyan. So then, yeah, you could say, I should have had a Chacham Einav belief, Chacham Einav Barosho. Right? If you want to have a little bit of a Ezehu Chacham Havoras HaNolad, you have to be able to have a Seichel to be Oved Hashem in the proper way. Fine. But let's say there was no way of me knowing what was going to happen, and something came out of nowhere and made me miss Minyan. So is it a lack of my Yir HaShemayim? No. HaKol B'Dei Shemayim Chutz Me Yir HaShemayim. The only thing we can do is to have that Yir HaShemayim. The rest, in a sense, is up to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? And that's the key here. That Ki B'Yad HaAdam Hiskaver Al HaTeva. Okay? What was Paro supposed to do? Why was he punished? By Chazik HaShem as Lev Paro. Why should Paro be punished? He had no choice. We'll ask a similar question. You know, Acher, right? Elisha ben Avuya. Acher. Heard from beyond the divider in Shemayim. Shuvah banim shovavim. B'nei Yisrael do tshuva. Everyone can do tshuva. Chutz me Acher. Except for Acher. You have no hope whatsoever. You are not able to do tshuva. So what did Acher do? He went and he enjoyed the fact that he wasn't going to be able to do tshuva. So you're going to punish him? He heard he can't do tshuva. He has no hope. So why is he going to be punished for whatever he did afterwards when he has no hope of doing tshuva anyway? He heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Why is he punished? I believe I heard this from Rav Yaakov Zev Smith. Why is he punished? Because what should he have done? En Achanami, he couldn't do tshuva. So you know what? Then sit there and cry about it. Sit there and complain. Sit there and do the right thing anyway. So now, I can't do tshuva. All right, here we go. Going straight to the parties. No. Still, you have to fight against it. He should have cried. It should have tore his heart apart that he couldn't do tshuva. It should have affected him in such a profound way that he can't do tshuva, but instead he turned and he partied. Paro, by Chazak Hashem, a slave Paro. So it's not Paro's fault. It is. Why? Because it's in the Teva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets certain ways. Right? The Alei Shor also explains this. That what's our Bechira? We think our Bechira is that we're in a neutral state in all of our midos. Whatever, whether it's Savlanos versus Kas, patience versus anger, whether it's being lazy versus having Zrizus. So we think we're in the middle area. And our Bechira is which side we're going to choose. No. We are created a certain way. Some of us are created lazy. Some of us are created as Jesus. Some of us are created with patience. Some of us are created as angry individuals. That's just the way we're created. So that if I get angry, so it's not my fault. Because roughly, you can't hold me accountable for being angry, right? No. Because Bechira doesn't mean that we're in a neutral state and then we decide if we want to go right or left. Bechira means that we are created with certain instincts the way we are. And it is up to us to fight against who we are. And that's the mistake that Paro made. Granted, by Chazik Hashem and slave Paro, that Hashem hardened Paro's heart. He made him stubborn. So why is he punished? Because that didn't take away his Bechira. Doesn't take away his ability to fight against that. Still, be double to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm sure we all have those moments in our lives where we feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making our Avodas Hashem so difficult. And it's so hard. And we turn to Hashem and say, yeah, it's not my fault. You're making it so hard for me today. But that doesn't mean we can't try. The Bechira comes in with our trying to fight against whatever it is that's being presented to us. So Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach Lishol, with this newly found insight on what our Bechira really is. Again, we had Rashi, Rambam, the Ramban with two different pshatim. One like Rashi and Rambam, one totally different. Ibn Ezra then totally flipping things around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us all with certain instincts, and it is up to our bechira to fight against those instincts, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us all the koach, the insight, and the wisdom to be able to fight against those instincts and always be Makadosh Shem Shemayim. So, Shkoach, everyone.